As we begin our series of Shiurim on Pirkei Avos, we know that the minhag is that every week before we learn that week's perek, we begin by saying, Kol Yisrael yesh lam chelek l'olam haba. All of Kol Yisrael have a portion in olam haba. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, V'ameich kulam tzadikim, all of the people of Klai Yisrael are tzadikim. L'oilam yishu aretz, they will inherit forever a piece of the earth, a piece of olam haba. Netzem atoy ma'asi yodei lespar, a place that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I planted, and a place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is glorified, which is Olam Haba. So of course, the question that comes up is, why is this the introduction? Why is this the introduction to Pirkei Avos? So it's interesting that the Rambam Mipanu has a very interesting approach to this question. He says that actually the original minig of Pirkei Avos was to say Pirkei Avos during the 6 weeks between Pesach and Shavuos, corresponding to the sixth prokim of Pirkei Avos. But in a year, and this happens in Eretz Yisrael, it doesn't really happen in Chutz Laretz, where the last day of Pesach, Shvi Shel Pesach, is on Friday, and Shabbos in Chutz Laretz is Achron Shel Pesach. But in Eretz Yisrael, Shabbos is a regular parasha. In such a year, there are 7 weeks between Pesach and Shavuos. So on that Shabbos, which was Isru Chag Pesach, they said this Mishnah. The reason they said this Mishnah is because this Mishnah refers to Tchias HaMesim, and the Mefarshim say that Tchias HaMesim is going to take place on Pesach. And in fact, that's why the halacha is, and the Torah says this in Siman Tov Tzadik, that Shabbos Chol Moed Pesach, the Haftorah, is about Tchias HaMesim. So since we just finished Pesach, especially as was describing the day after Pesach, so we continue on this theme of Tchias HaMesim. Another pshat that the Mashah suggests is that Pirkei Avos comes after Sanhedrin, Masechta Sanhedrin. This is a Mishnah, Masechta Sanhedrin, so therefore it's a good way to begin Pirkei Avos. The Machzav Vitri takes a different approach, that Klal Yisrael sit and recognize that they're in Golus, and they feel that what's going to be their hope, maybe particularly since we just finished Pesach, and we see year after year we're still in Golus, so we start Kol Yisrael Yesh Lam Chelek L'Olam Haba. Klal Yisrael will have a happy ending. Another pshat, the Medrash Shmuel suggests, is that as we are about to begin learning Pirkei Avos, and as a person begins to study Pirkei Avos, he can begin to think to himself, what's going to be? I'm so far from all of what says here in Pirkei Avos. So that's why we say, Kol Yisrael Yesh Lam Chelek L'Olam Haba. You may not be exactly the way you're supposed to be, but you should know Kol Yisrael Yesh Lam Chelek L'Olam Haba. Another pshat that I saw, is that before a person does something, he should really know why he's doing what he's doing. So here, we're about to begin learning Pirkei Avos, that teaches us the way we're supposed to live. So we say that what is the purpose of all of this? What is the purpose of all of this? The purpose of all of this is that we live a life of Kol Yisrael Yesh Lam Chelek L'Olam Haba. That Kol Yisrael will have a share in Olam Haba. And that when a person realizes that if he acts appropriately, there's such a wonderful schar that awaits him at the end, that will give him the motivation to indeed follow what we're about to learn in Olam Haba. Another pshat is as the first Mishnah of Pirkei Avos teaches us, Moshe Kibbutz Torah Sinai. It speaks about the Messiah of the Torah. It speaks about the need for us understanding our Messiah and our Amuna that we're supposed to have in Chachamim. So what we're announcing is, you know what a Jew has to recognize? That if he wants to have a chelik in Olam Haba, what he's going to need to do is come to terms with the Messiah of Klal Yisrael. Another pshat is that people think, the Mikveh Yisrael says this pshat, people think that maybe what is required of a Jew is to act according to the halacha. Pirkei Avos doesn't, unlike all the other Mishnayos and Shas, doesn't really speak to halacha. It really speaks more to derech musar. It speaks more to ethical behavior, proper behavior. So the Tana, not only does he want to teach us the messages that we learn here in Pirkei Avos, but it also wants to teach us the repercussions of a positive life, and Chas V'Shalom the other way. As there's a famous Rashi quotes the Medrash and Parashat Shmini about the doctor who came to visit two people who weren't well. One was very ill, he wasn't going to make it, and the other one, Baruch Hashem, treated properly, would have a refuah. So the one who wasn't going to make it, the doctor didn't give any instructions. He saw no hope for that patient. The patient, whoever had hope, the doctor gave him very, very clear instruction. So what we're saying here is, we're giving you all of this mussar, how to live. And sometimes it's difficult to live that way. But if we recognize, just like the doctor who tells the patient, if you're going to watch your diet and you'll eat the proper food, then you will have a refuah shleima. So we tell the person, yes, we're about to begin learning six prokim of Pirkei Avos. And sometimes they're difficult to learn. So the answer is, there's a point in all of this. And the point is, by living this kind of life, yesh lam chelek l'olam haba. Another pshat, and we'll speak about this a little more perhaps later, is that a person may believe that as long as I'm part of Klal Yisrael, that's enough. So we say that your part of Klal Yisrael is Masa Yodai Lispar. Everybody has to earn his own Olam Haba. You can't rely on someone else's Olam Haba. And because you can't rely on somebody else's Olam Haba, you need to follow what it says in Pirkei Avos to earn your Olam Haba. One more pshat is that we know that it's quite common that when we make a siyum, we connect what we just finished learning to what we're about to learn. Pirkei Avos, as we said a moment ago, begins with Kol Yisrael, begins with Moshe Kibbutz Torah Sinai, the Messiah of Torah. That is really the introduction, explained the Mefarshim, to Torah Sheba'al Peh. The end of the Torah Sheba'al, which is what happens, you finish Torah Sheba'al and then you go to Torah Sheba'al Peh, is La'enei Kol Yisrael, the Moshe went to Olam Haba. So by connect, Olam Haba, we're saying, is what connects the Torah Sheba'al to the Torah Sheba'al Peh. So the obvious question, there are two obvious questions when we learn this Mishnah. The one question is, the Mishnah begins with the words, Kol Yisrael Yesh Lam Chelek Lam Haba. Does that mean that everybody is treated equally? That's one question. And the other question is, what does Olam Haba mean? And actually, if we look at the different Mefarshim on identifying what Olam Haba is, some say that there are three stages, as the Ramban discusses. The Ramban in the Shaar HaGmul says there's going to be a world of Tchias HaMesim, and that world of Tchias HaMesim, it seems, again, as much as I can understand, will look like this world. Then there's going to be a world of Olam Haba. There's a third opinion that there's going to be three stages. First is going to be Tchias HaMesim, then there's going to be Yemois HaMashiach, and then there's going to be Olam Haba. So what I think, perhaps, is that these two questions that I just posed are connected to each other. By the time everybody reaches that second or third stage, the time of Yemois HaMashiach, the time of Olam Haba, by that time, all of the neshamas that were in this world will have been purified, will have been purified to a madrega that all Jews belong there. The question is, how much purification will a person, will a neshama have to undergo till they get to that stage? And that is very much connected to how you lived in this world. If you lived a good life, then you won't need to undergo such complicated purification. If you didn't live such a great life, you're going to have to live. And what's pshat? And I think this is what the Tiferes Yisrael is trying to say here, actually, is because by the time we get to the world of Olam Haba, that will be a world where there won't be any gashmias. It's going to be a world pure ruchnias, a world of all neshamas. And neshamas are a chelik alokai memal. So in that world, Kol Yisrael, everybody's equal. In the world of Tchias HaMesim, not everybody will be equal. So now the definition of Kol Yisrael, Yesh Lam Chelik Loilam Haba, is very much connected to who you say, to what we say Olam Haba is. If Olam Haba means Tchias HaMesim, so then not everybody will be equal. Everybody will get a share, perhaps, but not everybody will be necessarily equal. It depends how you live this world. On the other hand, if it means the world of Olam Haba, then everybody will be equal, and then the Mishnah can be understood much simpler. Kol Yisrael, Yesh Lam Chelek Lam Haba. But there's a different approach in the Mefarshim to this question, because the question really is, the wording of the Mishnah is Kol Yisrael Yesh Lam Chelek Lam Haba. They all have a share. Shouldn't the Mishnah have said Yeh Lam Chelek Lam Haba? They will all get a share. And what's also this wording of chelik? So I saw that the Mefarshim say the word of chelik is exactly this concept. Chelek means that everybody gets a portion. But you know, when portions are given out, it doesn't necessarily mean that everybody gets the exact same portion. So you get a portion, but it depends what kind of a portion you'll get. But another pshat that I saw is yesh. Everybody starts with a piece of Olam Haba. Kol Yisrael yesh. Everybody starts with that piece of Olam Haba. But it depends what you do with that piece. Some people work that piece well and will be zoicha to that piece. And some people don't properly utilize that piece and kechas v'shalom lose that piece. And that's very much why I saw that the Mefarshim explain Pirkei Avos is specifically said this time of the year, the time between Pesach and Shavuos. Pesach and Shavuos, after Pesach, the weather gets nicer, people are in a better mood, people socialize much more, and it's that time of the year where a person has to be so very careful that he shouldn't lose his madrega. And therefore, the Tana says, Kol Yisrael yesh lahem chelek l'mahaba. We all start with a piece of Olam Haba, but it's our job to hold on to that piece. However, I did see that there are mefarshim that say that Kol Yisrael yesh lahem chelek l'olam haba means that indeed what we're learning here, and it's very much connected to what I just said, because it's the time of the year where people reconnect with each other. So the lesson here to teach us is that maybe each person is on his own, is not necessarily worthy of Olam Haba, but Kol Yisrael, when you connect yourself, and this is the time of the year where people do start connecting each other, to connecting to each other much more, yesh lam chelek l'olam haba, by being part of Klal Yisrael, even if you did not necessarily act the way you're supposed to be, but by connecting yourself, that's the way netzematoi. Just like when you plant the field, there are many trees in the field. And that's why the Mishnah specifically uses the comparison to netzematoi, that the field is planted. We're all planted together. And by being planted together, we will together achieve Olam Haba. But I saw another very beautiful, very, very beautiful word in approaching this entire issue. As the Mefarshim ask, if, as we just said, that this is the time of the year where we need to be more concerned about our behavior, so isn't saying Kol Yisrael yesh lahem chelek l'olam haba counterproductive? If everybody thinks that I'm going to have a chelek an olam haba anyway, so then why should I undertake all the difficulties that are mentioned here in olam haba? And as we said earlier, why does it say Kol Yisrael yesh lahem chelek l'olam haba? Kol Yisrael yesh lahem olam haba. What's the word in chelek? So I saw from the Vina Rav in his Sefer on Pirkei Avos, Ezem Yehuda, a beautiful pshat with a mashal. He said there were once two people that were quite poor and they couldn't make a living where they lived. They had to leave their families and travel to the city where they were able to earn a living. And every week, they would send money to their family from the salary they earned. But there was a difference between these two people. One of them took the money that he earned, and when he sent it to his family, said, part of this money you should use to live, and part of this money you should use to build a beautiful home. That when I, Baruch Hashem, after working all of the time that I'll work, will have a beautiful home to live with. The other person sent money every week, and every week the money they sent was spent. And the difference is very obvious, and the nimshal is very understood. We need to live in this world, and we need to work in this world, and we need to sustain our gashmias in this world. But what are we doing? What are we doing for our olam haba? Kol Yisrael yeshlam olam haba. Every one of us starts with a plot of land in the olam haba. It's a chelik. We all start with a plot of land. Every Jew. The question is, what are we building? What are we building on that plot of land? Yeshlehem, we have it already. We already have a chelik. And it's our job to take that chelik that we had and to build on it. And that's why he says the connection that the Tani uses, the pasuk, Netzem atoy mas yaday lespar. Just like when you plant a tree, you first have to plant a tree, and you have to work on the tree, and you have to nurture the tree, and all the effort and all the work that you put into the tree will ultimately pay off, and you'll have this beautiful tree that gives pears. All of the work that we do in this world, if we do what we're supposed to do, mas yaday lespar, we will have tremendous nachas. And we will bring tremendous nachas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu from that work.